when you, when they were small, you might have called them your
grandchildren.
All right. And then you have, you said you had one son and.
Yeah, I've got one son.
And
three daughters.
Uh huh. And the son was a boy, and the son, each of the sons was a boy, and the daughter was a
girl.
All right. And the thing you put a baby in, if you're going to take it out for a
race,
it has four wheels on it.
Talking.
Yeah, something. If you take a baby out for a walk, put it in a.
They've got some little baby carriages.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, would you say you're? What would you say you're going to do to the baby? You're going to say you're going to wheel the baby, or walk the baby, or roll the baby.
I guess you just say you roll it. Or...
Okay, and then if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say she is
pregnant.
Yeah, and if a, and a woman who assists in the birth, maybe there'd be somebody around, especially way out in the country where they're far from a hospital. Woman who might come over to the house and assist in the birth of the baby.
I didn't understand that.
Well, now if a woman's going to have a baby, you see, woman's going to have a baby and they can't get her to the hospital. I mean, so there might be a woman in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who does this all the time?
Yeah.
Every time a baby's born, she's there.
Yeah. We used to call them old granny women.
That's just what I meant. Sure. Now, if a boy looks a whole lot like his father, say he really.
There was his daddy.
Sure. And what if he behaves a lot like him?
You say he's got actions like him.
Okay. And you say a woman had a very hard life. She six children. Her husband died, and she six children all by herself. Could say she brought them up, or she fetched them up, or foxed them up, or raised them, or reared them. Say she. Someone might ask you, how many children have you? You see, I know quite a bit about children. I've done what for of them?
Yeah.
I've.
Well, there's been lots of women raised them up.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if a child's been bad, you might say, now, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get a
spanking or a whooping.
All right. And if you hadn't seen a child for a long time, and he was about a foot taller when you saw him the next time, you might say, my, how you
grew.
Okay. And a child born out of wedlock is called a parents aren't married.
Well, they're different names, I don't know.
Well, I mean, have you ever heard any terms using some kind of a cult? Either a field cult or a catch cult or a woods cult?
Yeah.
Which of those?
Woods cult.
Woods cult. And then if your brother's son, what would his relation be to you?
He'd be my nephew.
All right. And if a child whose parents are dead, he'd be a...
orphan.
And the court then might have to appoint a...
a guardian.
Sure. And all the people related to you, you call them your...
ancestors.
Uh-huh. And those are the ones usually who are from previous generations. But the ones right now, say that I have a lot of what around in this neighborhood? If you have a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles living around the neighborhood, you might say, oh, I've got a lot of
nephews.
Yeah. What would you say? Yeah, what?
Nephews and nieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use kinfolk or got a lot of kinfolk around here or a lot of relatives around here?
Yeah.